Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Oh, bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer, the Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
All right, it is divisional weekend in the NFL. We've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Going to pick more NFL games. Last week, Brad, 6-0 with your picks. Wow, very impressive. That was like circa 2018, Brad, right there with your picks.
Yeah, turn back the clock. Turn back the clock.
And Ben and I both went 4-2. So the standings now, I'm still in the lead at 34-13. Brad is now second, 31-16. Ben is 30-17. So it's still really, really close. These games this weekend will definitely make up some of the difference, I think, or maybe some separation. I don't know. We'll go Saturday first. First game up is Jags at Chiefs. Brad, what do you think?
I love what the Jags did. I just don't see how they're going to beat the Chiefs. Andy Reid coming off a bye is awesome. Mahomes, MVP season. You know, Trevor Lawrence, up and comer. I just don't see it. You got to go. I mean, KC's an 8.5-point favorite. I don't know if they can cover that, but there might be a garbage time touchdown. Just take the Chiefs.
Yeah, smart money is on the Chiefs. Until Mahomes lets you down, you got to go with him. And I, like I said, beginning of the season, I remember having a long conversation under asking if Trevor Lawrence was the real deal, and clearly he is, but you're not beating Andy Reid and the Chiefs.
All right. Well, did you know, I'm sure you saw this stat, that Trevor Lawrence has never lost on a Saturday in high school, college, or the NFL now?
Wow.
Yeah. And Pat Mahomes trying to go for his, fifth straight AFC title game. A lot of records up for grabs. I'm, for separation's sake, going to take the Jags. Giants at Eagles is the next game on Saturday. Ben, what do you say?
I mean, it seems like Jalen Hurts is back. It seems like, I mean, without him, they obviously had a really hard time. How will his shoulder hold up is the question. You know, if the Giants can get to him and he's going to scramble, but at the same time, you have to look at that spread, and I really respect what the Giants did, but I just don't see them beating the Eagles, and they have all that rest, which can be a good thing and also can be a bad thing. But in this case, for his shoulder, I think it's a good thing, and they're going to come out ahead, and he's going to scramble his brains out.
The Giants got smoked by Philadelphia early in the season. They played much better late with Davis Webb at quarterback. They're going to run that same personnel, or that same game plan, but they're going to have better personnel on the field. Philly kind of gives up a lot of run yards because they're so good rushing the passer. I don't believe Jalen Hurts is healthy. He didn't look good, and it means they're not going to be very good on third down. They struggle without him, and they're not going to be good in the red zone. Dable's put a great game plan together. I know Minnesota's defense is bad, but Saquon Barkley can make them pay. 7.5 is a lot of points, man. I don't know. I don't think that Philadelphia will cover. Coin toss, separation. I'm going with the Giants.
Wow. Yeah, I have been back and forth on this game since they announced it. I've been thinking about this, and I was originally going with the Giants, but I think because I picked the Jags, I'm going to go with the Eagles just because they're at home and they're the one seed. But I would not be surprised at all if the Giants win. And it's a divisional game, too, on top of everything else. So that makes it even more crazy. You really don't know what's going to happen, but I'll go with the Eagles. They'll try to stay safe on that one. All right, we'll do Sunday games coming up next.